Blog Talk Radio.
Tell a friend that the Playboy comedy Mr. Trey Love is in. It is August 16th, 2013. Today is Friday. Yeah, you live on my weekly broadcast from 3 to 4 p.m. It's going to be a hot show today, man. I got a young soldier, man, I'm interviewing today, man. Mr. Presidential Smoke. It's going to be pretty hot, man. Got some good music from him, you know what I'm saying, going down today, man. I'm just hitting y'all hard fast, man. There's a lot of stuff going on, man. So many things popping in the industry, man. It's just moving around. Hopefully y'all got to check out that video that Velvet Ropes did on me, Rouse House Entertainment with Kevin Rouse and those fellas, man. I did a Christopher Williams concert, hosted the red carpet over there, man. It was pretty fly, you know, doing my thing, man. They got some more pictures and stuff, man. I'm going to kick Don Caraway's butt, man. Got to get my stuff, man. Some pictures with me, Ricky Harris, and, you know, I'll be sure. A whole bunch of other stuff going like that, man. Be on the lookout next week, August 23rd, man. I got Mason Pryor. Richard Pryor's son is going to be on the line with us next week. Week after that, I'm doing a show on the 30th with a young lady by the name of Ariella. She's on my Facebook page, Comedian Trey Love. I got three, y'all. I got Comedian Trey Love, Artistically Trey Love, and Trey Love Vision, which is my fan page. Please go to Trey Love Vision. I like my fan page. Also, Curvy Inc., some young ladies I actually had the opportunity of meeting at the Christopher Williams concert are going to be live here being interviewed on my podcast on the 6th. And the week after that, I have commercial, film, singer, actor, Mr. Aaron J. It's going to be live, man. As far as the Trey Love stuff, man, there's so much going on, man. Y'all can catch me tonight at the Downtown Comedy Club, 618 South Spring Street. I'll be performing along with Garrett Morris as well as Lunell, two comedy heavy hitters, legends, man. My face will be in the place to say my grace for what I do. You know what I mean? Got a busy weekend, man. Got some Masonic work, you know, with my fraternity brothers I'm be doing this weekend. You know, that's that secret organization that everybody's so scared of. Anyway, to be one, ask one. You know what I'm saying? We just good. God bless people, man. An organization of brothers that come together, man. And I'm just proud to be a Mason, man, because with all the stuff going on in the world today, man, I'm glad that I do have a unit and a network of brothers that we are sincere about what we're doing. If you love Masonry, man, it'll really, really, the ones that become Masons, and we really love Masonry, we make a difference, man. It's some changes, too, man. Don't think just because you become a Mason that your ticket is rope, because it ain't even like that, baby. You know, some cats had to find out the hard way, you know. They know what time it is. You also can catch me at Roscoe's Media Center on the Michael Collier radio show from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock on Monday the 19th. I'll be with my girl Ariella. We'll be doing a thing. You can also catch me on PAX Stereo at 6 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday. Please don't forget to support my main man, Stevie Mac, myself, as well as Tommy Otis. That's the Mac Pack. We got a short film out called Apartment X. We need them numbers, y'all, so make sure y'all hit us up. Got a comedian named Erica Edwards going to be on the show. I'm going to start doing Mondays and Fridays, y'all, because a lot of people are talking about this show, man, and how much they love it. So y'all know I got to give it to y'all, man. If this is what you love, this is what I got to do. You know, just be on the lookout for so much more from your boy. I'm going to go on and poke these ladies, give them a birthday shouts, and then from there we're going to rock them, we're going to poke them. But I do have to give a shout-out to Mr. John Smooth, man, comedian out of New York, man. He passed away on Wednesday. I want to send my condolences to his family, to all of us comedians that are hurting and suffering with he and his family, man. You know, because I'm telling you something about comedy, man. It's one of the things, once you in it, and we are comedians, and, you know, cats that's been in it 10, 15 years, we become brothers, man. We become real family, and it's not a joke. So I'm going to get these pokes out the way, and then we're going to get back, and we're going to talk about John a little bit more. So let me poke these women that's on my page. And ladies, remember, if you poke me, I'm going to poke you back, but I won't say your last name because I ain't trying to get you to be trying to crack y'all upside your head. Who is this Trey Love poking you? Yeah, he's an old attractive brother. I know I'm good looking. It ain't my fault. It's my mom and daddy mixing. Here I am today. Church. And I want to shout out my daughter, man, my baby girl, my one-year-old with her little bad self, man. I had to drop Deucey off at daycare, y'all, for real, because I wouldn't be able to do this show otherwise. So I'm going to take advantage of this time, man, do more to reach my people, do more to network and make things happen out here on the streets, keeping it grimy and greasy, but keeping it together, you know what I'm saying, showing love and hopefully receiving love back. So Kat, Gloria, Radiant, let me go to CR. Go to my Facebook and message me right now, y'all, Artistically Trey Love or Comedian Trey Love. I'll be back and forth between the two. Or you can go to my Twitter because I'm getting down on Twitter real hard. You know what I'm saying? Making that happen. Sharon, Kathy, the list goes on and on. These ladies like when I poke them. Portia, Sonia, Carmen, Angelica, get these out the way. Linda, Sharifa, Alexis. I like these names, Sharifa. Francesca, Chevette, one of my biggest fans, loyal supporters. Where am I here on the list? The young lady's name is Leote, Aline, Sherry, Alexandra, Raquel, Kim, Aminia, Nisha, Shannon, Goddess, Tambisa, Ramona, Bridget, and Rainier. That's on that page. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to log out of this page and go over to the next page because there's plenty of women over there that need to be poked as well. Don't forget, y'all, my social network is vast. Instagram, Trey Love Vision. Twitter, Trey Love Vision. Facebook, Trey Love Vision. I got a LinkedIn now, Comedian Trey Love. I even got a Tumblr now, y'all. I'm telling you, I'm reaching places and spaces, you know what I'm saying, that I wasn't reaching before. Your boy got to elevate. Speaking of elevating, I'm going to update y'all on some stuff that's going on in my fast-paced moving career here real soon. Let me just log in so I can get this other page. Because, see, I was doing my stuff, and I said to myself, man, why shouldn't I make sure that all the women get their names said? You know what I mean? Get poked. You know, I get the inbox. You know, Trey, hey, thanks for saying my name on your podcast. Ain't no problem, baby, because, you know, hey, you want to play, I'll poke you, you know? And you know what happens after I poke you? I play that, I'm a rocker, so we're going to jam a little bit, get it going. And I'm so happy that I have a young rap artist on today because we got to talk about that Kendrick Lamar verse. Those of you who heard it, man, the boy got down. Do you hear me? I mean, he put it out there, you know what I'm saying, basically let the rap game know that he was here. He here to stay. He live in L.A., and he's like, he the king of New York. Ain't that something? Shirley, Judith, Michelle, Carmen, Sylvia, Ann, Desma, Ramona, And that'll be it for today. Just a few girls that need to make sure they poke by your boy, Mr. Trey Love. I'm going to play this song real quick, and then I'm going to get it on because I see my boy, man, Presidential Smoke got a follower, man, and that's what it's all about. And I want to shout out his momager. It's called the momager. That's what she does. She's a mama managing her son. And I noticed that all the cats that really go somewhere, you know, cats that's, you know, young and in the game, you know, their mothers are managing them, which is, and that's why your career, it's something about having your mama backing you up. Ain't nobody going to love you and push for you like your mama going to push for you. I don't even think you push for you how your mama pushed for you. Y'all know how it is. And rest in peace to my mother, man. Joy Leverett, I love you. I miss you, baby. You know what I'm saying? And I'm pushing 10 times hard as the way I know you would want me to. So now that I done poked these girls, I'm going to rock them.
L.A., Vegas Connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, popping bottles from Trey Love, baby, say you know what's up, baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rocker,
rocker,
I'm a rocker,
rocker,
I'm a rocker,
rocker,
I'm a rocker,
rocker.
I'm gon' rock her, I'm gon' roll her, Facebook her so I can poke her. Gon' make sure you know my name, hear what game is my claim to fame. Going for mine, you do same. Show up, show out, show no shame. It's all enough for everybody. Get up, get down, and on the party. Facebook Cardi, let's get naughty. Big fun, coast to coast, L.A. shorty. ATL, M.I.A. Can't forget, Chi-Town, baby. Anyway, this beat is sick. Grab a chick, take her pick. If she sexy, give her it.
It's I'm a rock.
When I see you in the club, I'm bottles from Trey Love. Baby, say you know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff.
I'm a rocker,
Dre.
You know you sing on
this
beat, right?
She's on my way, she like my style. Order a shot for honey, child. Meanwhile, I take a drink, then I think to the telly, rub my belly. Put your number in my silly. Grab a hand, say let's go. Cause you know I got a show. You gave me some, but I won't go. Make your body shake and quiver. Good loving, I deliver. Got mirror, can I make it any clearer? Bring your sexy over here. She's my friend, but I ain't with her. Don't you worry, you just hurry. Got a match so I can bury it. Me into you, that's how I do. In a few, I pursue, I think Trey loves you.
Damn, what?
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction. Right now, I'm on a mission, like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention?
I'm a rocker.
It doesn't matter, your wish is my goal. I will shock your soul, bust hard like a revolver, and be the problem solver like a crackhead. I'm a rocker,
I'm a rocker.
It's LA Vegas Connect, you heard me?
I'm gon' rock.
Hit Works Entertainment.
I'm gon' rock.
Hear what? Trey Love hot single dropping right now, y'all. Ha! I'm gon' rock her. Yeah. We gon' take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gon' rock her.
Y'all better tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in, and I am live with my special guest for this week, Mr. Presidential Smoke. Everybody, let's welcome him to Handsome Life Radio. What's up, my dude? How you feel today, man?
Yeah. What it doing, what it don't do? I'm feeling good and great, you know? Taking it day by day. That's all we can do.
That's it. That's it, bro. And I want to give you straight up love and respect over here on Handsome Life Radio, boy, because you got the lines lit up, man. That's what I love about what you got going on, man. Your fan base is popping, man. You know, we're going to get right into the interview, man. Talk to the people about how you know you're able to be independent, man, and keep your audience, you know, your followers and stuff satisfied. What are you doing out there? What's your secret, man?
It ain't really no secret, you know. The only thing I can say is just a formula to it. You know, you got to stick to the plan, or whatever that plan is, you got to execute it the best way you can. And so that's just what I've been doing. I've just been keeping it true to myself, doing music that I like, and also doing different activities that's outside of the music where, you know, my following and supporters will be, you know, more entertained than just being selfish with it, you know what I mean?
Gotcha. How long you been in the hip-hop game, man?
Man, ever since I can remember, you know, I've just been around it. I used to fix on computers, you know, work in different studios. I started off as an engineer. I used to do beats and stuff like that. And I went to school, the L.A. Recording School, for a while, and did a few interns on gigs. And then a lot of people was like, oh, what have you mixed, you know, when I was out here pushing my engineering. And I was like, that's a good question, you know, because I was doing a lot of, like, sessions with, like, Bob Marley and the Doobie Brothers and stuff at school. So I was like, okay. So I started doing my own music, but I started building the following from the music I was making more than people saying, oh, you mixed that? So I just continued to do that, and it's been working out for me.
Yeah, it absolutely has, bro. It's obvious it's been working out for you, man, because, I mean, just looking over your stuff, man, seeing your presence on iTunes, man, you got your own store, your links, man, official website, it's myurl.com/presidential420, man, you know what I'm saying? This cat doing his thing, man, you know, got your...
Oh, yeah,
your
shout out to Eddie on that one.
Say what, bro?
Oh, yeah, shout out to Eddie for the... It's myurl.com. Yeah, he set that up for me, got me verified on there. You can find him on the Twitter at Hustle247. You know, that's the CEO of that site. Salute to him.
Yeah, I actually had the honor of being able to see you perform, man, and I'm going to tell you something, man. You got a real gift, man. I was very impressed to see the way you really brought it to the crowd. And what I like more than anything, man, is that you have an act that can go anywhere. You know, you have an act. Your act and your music can go anywhere, man. That's what's going to make you kind of stand out from everybody else, man. Because anybody, and you know, it's just like with the comedy game I'm in, man. Anybody can say a cuss word, you know what I mean? And for that effect. But listening to your style, your music, your charisma, man, I'm talking about from elementary school to the church, you know what I'm saying? And even to the thugs if they want a little bit. You could give them that, man. What's your formula for keeping that type of music? How do you stay and to me, that's staying true to you. How do you stay true to you in such a rough game, man, as a hip-hop game?
Oh, man, it goes back to what I was saying earlier. You know, it's just you got to know what your plan is and stick to it, you know. Whatever you feel that you got to do, you just actually do it, you know, and don't be scared to actually, you know, take criticism and, you know, hear feedback on what other people think of what you should do. You know, you just listen to it, but at the end of the day, you got to make the last executive decision. So that's just what I do. I just put line up all my ducks and then just shoot them down as I go.
Gotcha. Are you originally from L.A.?
Oh, yeah, I'm originally from L.A., but I lived all over L.A., so I just can't pick one single city. So I'll just say L.A. to the fullest, you know, West Coast.
West Coast, I love it. I love it, young brother, say West Coast. So on your store, what kind of merchandise can your fans purchase from you?
Oh, yeah, if you go to the merchandise on my store, you can find things like T-shirts. You know, I got two different logos. I got one that's the Patriotic Edition. You know, it got the American flags on there, you know, looking real presidential. You know, you can also purchase those. And I got the official logos, the signature series. But they're actually all sold out right now. We should be having more in store, I'll say, end of September, like August, we'll have more on up. It's just it's a little slow motion right now in production after we just sold the last batch of them. But they'll be up around the end of September, I believe, the beginning of October. I got to double check on that, but yeah, I apologize to anybody that went on the store trying to buy anything. It was like, oh, they sold out soon. I was about to buy one. I got y'all soon. I put the rest out.
But sold out sounds good to me, bro. I'm telling you, it's better to be sold out than sold in. You understand what I'm saying, Chuck?
Hey, man, that's exactly, that caught me off guard. You know, I thought I would have been sitting on them for a little bit, like, oh, okay, I'm going to be able to sit on these for a little bit. But they actually went pretty quick. So, you know, yeah, it's actually a blessing that they are sold out. So, yeah.
But see, that speaks volumes about you as a person and about what people feel, you know what I'm saying, when they're around you and when they meet you, man. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm excited for you, man. We're gonna go on and get into one of your tracks real quick, you know. But before we do, I want to ask you, tell more people what you got coming up next, man.
Oh, what I got coming up next? I'm working on this next project called Up in Presidential Smoke. I already dropped a sample CD of it back at 420, April 20th of this year. But right now, the deluxe series is coming out September 23rd. That project is going to be something that's more deep. You know, it still got the you know, you can ride to in your car with, you can go to the club and bump, but I also got some stuff that you might want to sit back and really listen to. I got storyline, it's an actual, you know, and actual songs that you might be able to relate to on this one. But, you know, it's all around. You know, I touched all bases and all type of concepts on this one. So check that out September 23rd. Y'all can go on presidentialsmoke.com and check for the updates.
That'll work. So what I'm going to do real quick is I'm going to play a little bit of this other track so you and I can talk behind the scenes, because I want to know, you know, specifically how you want to lay it out for the people. You with me?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, everybody, tune in. Tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy is in. Current date, August 16th, 2013. Current time, 3:20 p.m. I hope y'all live, man. I see y'all on the line, so I'm gonna check and see who want to talk to Mr. Smoke as well. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all listening on the blog talk as well, on the website, blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. Or for those who haven't called in, feel free, 310-861-2317. You tuned in to Handsome Life.
Yo, Jinx, man, we gotta find somebody that's down for hers, man. All these girls sipping, man. Who you think fit the category?
It's me, the brand new intelligent black woman, Y-O-Y-O, Richie. Yo, yo, we don't have to be slaves, I gotta make our mistakes. But this show, yo, with legs, I want them to nail. I'm all about her right, jumping in the water. But I aren't the curious to handle any male, any time, any rhyme, any flow, any show. And if you act like a producer, so we try to know. Check the booty, double kind of soft, and if you touch it,
tune in and tell
President.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, it's your boy, Presidential Smoking. You listening to You Want Me?
Okay, tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy is in. You just heard Mr. Presidential Smoke and his single, You Want Me. You can find that on iTunes and, you know, go to the brother's links and sites. He's going to give you all that information. But I got him back. What's up, bro? That was a hot track, man.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, that's called You Want Me. You know, that's actually an upcoming single, you know, so you actually hear an exclusive only perform that song. So it's going to be on iTunes and everything coming soon. Y'all stay tuned. You know, you want to try to hit the link, presidentialsmoke.com, and follow all the presidential updates.
And what inspired that song, Smooth? Because, you know, you're a smooth dude, you know, so when you tell them you want me, just give the people a little background on what inspired that cut, man.
Oh, You Want Me? Oh, it's just an everyday track, you know what I mean? It's just like if you walk into the grocery store or anything, you just see a girl that's just over there staring at you or vice versa. For the ladies, if you see a guy, you just be like, you know you want me, you know what I mean? It's like it ain't no nothing else to be said about it, so, you know, it's self-explanatory.
for real, my dude. You know what's crazy, man? I'm going to tell you, man. It's not Lester Bibbs. I got to look at his card, but it's this comedian, man. He's a pastor now, and he was saying if you're a good woman, you know, go and get you a man. Lester Eugene Berry, Mr. Lester Berry, y'all know him from Comic View Def Jam. You know, he's a pastor now, but he's still a very wicked comedian, man, very wicked with the comedy chops. And he got a blog, man, and he was saying, like, ladies, go and get your man. You know, black women. And he said it's mainly black women that have an issue with having to go and get a man. Prepare yourself for a man. Make sure you looking good. Make sure you sharp. And ain't nothing wrong with approaching a man. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you know he's a good one. So, I mean, I got to give a shout-out to that because, see, things reverse. You know, ladies, I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all think it's all about that. Nah, nah. But, see, this day and age, man, we flipping the game. It's all about this dick. No, I'm just... I'm telling you, hey man, it's about this game. You know what I'm saying, man? I mean, if you want me, you gonna have to come get me, man. And shout out to my woman, man, because I mean, she didn't pull no punches. You know what I'm saying? My lady had a mission. I mean, when a woman say to herself, "I'm gonna make you love me," yeah, I mean, y'all know we weak, but see, that's why it's a lot of relationships ain't happening because women try to think it's all about them. Man, ladies, you are the Mother Earth. It is about you. But you know what? There's nothing wrong with showing some vulnerability and flipping the game, man. My lady took me out for the first time. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm like, whoa, this is how I could be? Well, you think I'm
it's just like chess. It's just like chess, man. Just like chess. You know, the queen protects the king. You know what I mean?
Touch. I'm loving that, man. I'm loving that track. I'm loving your vibe. I'm loving your style, man. I'm glad we got you on today. I got a couple of guests that want to talk to you. But before we get them on, man, I got to ask you, man, because I'm sitting here. I mean, you know, I'm a hip-hop head. I do, you know, do my little music thing. Nowhere near to the degree of you and real MCs. I'm going to say it flat out. I'm a comedian. I do my little rhymes for the ladies in the play. But you brothers are very serious and intense about your stuff, man. And I really take my hat off to it. But what I want to ask you about, man, is I'm going to call it what they call it now, the verse heard round the world that Kendrick Lamar dropped. What's your take on it as a hip-hop head, as an up-and-coming superstar rapper, man? What's your take on what he laid out there?
What I got to take, my take on it is every word that's said is true. You know what I mean? If you really just diagnose his verse, you know, not just all going off of what everybody is saying online and on the media, he killed everybody. If you really listen to his verse, what he's saying, just to all rappers, just everybody that's saying they are artists in a hip-hop gang or anything like that, you got to really listen to it. What he's basically saying is, yeah, we cool and all this type of stuff, but listen, we in the same race, and it only can be one winner. You know what I mean? It only can be one winner, you know, and at the end of the day, that's what it is. So with that being said, of course, people going to react and be like, oh, this and that and this and that. And plus, there's a whole lot of people just talking off the side of their mouth, don't know what they're talking about. But at the end of the day, for me, what I got to say to it is, oh, right now I see you. You know what I mean? And right now in this generation, he is the one right now. So since he is the one and he's the one that's going to be sitting at the throne, I'm coming for your head, my guy. But other than that, you know, I respect it. You know what I mean? This is what the hip-hop game been needing. You know what I mean? Everybody can say they rap, you know what I mean? But it's just like boxing. It's levels to it. You know what I mean? You got the lightweight, you got the middleweight, and you got the heavyweight. You know what I mean? So what that means, you know, you just got to just see what class you fall in and actually execute and be the best in that.
And, you know, man, I'm going to tell you, it's crazy because I'm going to use some verbiage that you use and come back with something I said earlier. I like to take little notes because, you know, as a comedian, my mind is always thinking comedically. I know you really real about what you're talking about, man. And I know my listeners out there listening. Did y'all hear the brother Smoke say, "I diagnosed his verse"? Now, he diagnosed, what? Boy, did you get your degree, your PhD around this piece? He say he had diagnosed it. Hey, man, come on. That was hard. Like, yo, I diagnosed it. Like, he had to put the things on it and check it. Okay, let me sit back.
No, you have to. You got to listen to it. You know what I mean? But yes, at the same time, you know, but I got to give respect to Big Sean, though, because you think – you got to do the research on it. Big Sean did the verse first before he sent it out. If you listen to Big Sean's verse, it seemed like, you know, kind of Kendrick kind of listened to it and Nick picked off it. Because what Big Sean was like was he made it without name dropping or Hall of Fame, and then it seemed like Kendrick flipped that verse and did it his way and name picked and Hall of Fame. You feel what I mean? But, you know, I salute everybody that was on that track and that did it, you know, and I salute Big Sean for even putting that track out and then, you know, go back in switching his verse, you know what I mean, to actually put it out and say, hey, I salute this, because there's a whole lot of people that have been like, you know what, oh, that's hard, I ain't going to put it out. Oh, no, he ripped me, I'm about to go back in and change my verse, you know what I mean? So I salute that. Everybody got to look at that and tilt your hat to Big Sean for actually bringing this to hip-hop, because he could have threw that in the trash and said, delete the session.
But you know what's crazy? That same thing happened on that Young Buck track with Ludacris and T.I., and that's what kind of started the beef. It's like you get to go first, and then I get to go after you and represent. I mean, man, I'm just tripping on the I'm just tripping on the whole entertainment game right now, man, just listening to the hip-hop game, man, and knowing how, like, the comedy game, and I'm going to put it on out there like this, man. All y'all little comics running around there, like, thinking it's a game for real, you know, y'all decent. But I'm going to tell you something. Trey Love is a real king. Y'all better pay attention. Check my wrestlers home, boy. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking from the college market to the church to the comedy club to your mama backyard barbecue. You heard me, Trey?
Hey,
I
took my hat to you because, man, you came up into a spot where I performed at, and you just came and was like, hey, take the mic. And you took the mic, and it was like you was headlining the show for a comedy view. You know what I mean? So
I appreciate that. You see me in action.
Salute you. Oh, yeah.
I appreciate that. And see, I'm going to tell you something. And it's funny you say they'll scrap the verse. And I'm going to put it on out there, man. Kendrick got me so hyped right now, man. You know what, Cass, folks have had the nerve to ask me, Trey Love, you know, you funny, you got looks, you got style, you know what I'm saying? Why you think your career ain't going here and there? I'm going to keep it 100 with you because of them haters. They, you know, it's a bunch of them out there that I could work with. They don't want Trey Love opening the show for them, baby. I ain't going to say no name, but it's a major headline to run around right now. Don't even want to see me when he comes to the stage. He's sitting back watching my set. Like, oh, that's nice. Oh, that's nice. And I'm saying it because you know who you are, you chump, and I know you listening to my show. You can't hang me on stage, man. I'm putting it on out there, man. I'm tired of playing with these cats, man. That's why I got my podcast going. I'm about to go to New York, Chicago. I'm finna hit Texas soon, man. Got so much coming up. Because, see, I'm going to tell you who I learned from, and I'm going to give you some game, too, man. I know you heard of Tech N9ne, right?
Oh, man, I respect that dude, man. I really respect Tech N9ne and Tech N9ne. You know, that's an underground hustle that everybody needs to really pay attention to and salute and tilt the hat to and shut up when he's speaking, you know what I mean? Because you can learn a lot from that dude, so I salute him.
With no major deal, no major labels, no major backing, this man put $2 million out of the trunk. And I'm going to tell you something. Me and my baby mama, we going to put some overtime in at her job, and we... We going to put me on the map and get me on out there. I'm serious, man. We going to do this, man. I'm going to find me a few other women that, you know, people that are willing to donate their time and services to assist Trey Love in his uprise. Speaking of uprise, man, can't forget my boy Stevie Mac. Again, Mac Pack, me, him, Tommy Otis, man. Hey, did you get a chance to see that short film that we did, man?
No, man, I didn't get a chance to see it, though, but, man, I appreciate Stevie Mac for bringing us all together, man. That was, a day and night that I'll never forget, you know. Man, wow. That was a great night that night. Exactly, yes. Yeah, Stevie Mac is a character.
He's a few characters. If you know what I'm saying? 4 or 5 of the motherfuckers, man. Hey, so I want to tell people one more what I consider not even a joke, but something I said. I asked you, how did you come up with that cut? And when you, I just told my age when I said that, because for those who are listening that's past my age, because I'm 20, 30 years old, that's all I am, you know what I'm saying? So the ones that are 20, 30 years old, they, when a person say, oh, man, I like that cut. Oh, did he say cut? Yeah, it's you know, what y'all call it now? Singles, just music. So but it's good. Well, I like that cut.
Whatever you call it.
Well,
as long as you call it
something,
you know. As long as you call it great.
I feel you. All right, check this out. We're gonna go ahead and bring one of your fans in, man. Cause the brother been waiting. He's been patient on the line, man. Sticking with us. His name is Strapper. Strapper, welcome to Handsome Life Radio, man. You are live with Trey Love and Presidential Smoke.
Hello.
What's up, man?
What's
your mic on. Talk to the people. What's happening, partner?
What's up? Presidential is Tampa with the Bandit Entertainment here showing love. You know, right here I'm with Brain Dead and Stranger, you know, just hitting you up to see, you know.
What it doing, what it don't do.
You already know what's up, my boy. You already know
what's
going to come
Long
through.
Long Beach in the house.
Yeah. LA, hey, you already know we LA, too.
That's the Bandit, all right.
You know,
hey, man,
Bandit Entertainment all the way, you already know.
Y'all call it Abandoned Entertainment? What's the name of the group, Abandoned Entertainment?
Yep, the Bandit Entertainment. You already know we're here with Brain Dead and the Stranger, you know, showing love. And you know,
hey, I really salute y'all for calling, man. All y'all, you know what I mean? Everybody in the background that's screaming and stuff like that. I done tons of the shows with these cats, you know what I mean? They always, you know, they show support, vice versa. You know, so he's another cat you got to salute, you know, tilt the hat to and salute.
Somebody
so,
in the background.
Yeah,
hey,
I appreciate you.
Yeah, we
appreciate that.
Right here.
Hey, I'm gonna ask a question. Stanford, is it?
Temper.
I want to make sure I see. Samper.
Temper. No, it's Temper.
Temper. Okay, Temper. I want to make sure I say your name right, cause you know I'm a comedian, so please don't beat me up or jump me when y'all see me. For real, are y'all having a gang meeting over there? Cause I'm gonna tell you, I'm like, yeah, bro, we calling in to show love and support. You know what I'm saying? We got his back, bro. Wherever he's at, we'll cut a motherfucker about smoke, man.
we underground. We look for each other's up, you know. Trying to get up.
That's
there.
What I'm talking about, man. Well, much love, man. Hey, look, I need bodyguards and protection. So y'all watch me, cause I got a foul mouth, and I need somebody to help me out, man. So Tim, you and the boys over there, man. Y'all hook your boy up, man. I need bodyguards, man. I'm telling you, I'm dangerous on the street. Hey, but
they already
y'all got
know
music,
how we
man?
Do it in LA.
For sure. Hey, do y'all have music, man? Because, Temper, if you send me some music, man, you can slide in, man. I'll play your stuff on my podcast, man. Get y'all some, you know.
Yeah, we got music. We got the Band Entertainment. I got Brain Dead and Elmo B, you know, right here with, thanks to Person Into Smoke. We just got two new tracks done. And I got a salute. That's why I had to call. And, you know, show him respect.
See, man, that's respect and that's love, man. And I wanna say big love to y'all, man, for calling in the band, LBC repping LA, man. Much love to y'all, man. And this is what it's about, man. It's about support, man. You know what I'm saying? We need, in this business, this is something I learned, man. We need alliances, man. We need alliances. Like myself, me and Stevie Mac, Tommy Otis, we're comedians. We formed a comedy group called the Mac Pack. No other comedians are doing that, coming together and going for it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm respecting what y'all doing as brothers, man. You calling in, and you didn't have to call in, man. But you know what? You knew your boy was doing the interview, man. Much love and respect for that, man. We got another caller on the line. Her name is Trisha. Trisha, we're going to open the line up to you. Welcome to Handsome Life Radio. How are you today, Trisha? Okay, she got babies. I know how it is. What's up, Trisha? How you doing, girl?
I'm fine. How you doing today?
Oh, we good, baby. What's happening over there?
Hello there.
Just shouting out to a presidential smoke all the way from Carson.
Hey, how's it going over there in Carson? What you doing? It sounds like you in the bathroom with the speaker on, like having a party up in there or something. Are you in the tub with the bubble bath? What you doing over there in Carson?
I'm over here with my door closed. I'm at work. I'm sneaking.
Hey, that's good. My baby mama's sneaking too. Y'all helpers need y'all job. Y'all better be careful out here sneaking. Y'all better get y'all an earpiece trying to listen to the radio show. Over here sneaking, man.
I just want to say I love Presidential Smoke. I pray that his career go forth. And I love the song L-O-V-E-U. And Presidential Smoke, you know you want me. You know you want me.
Boy, your chocolate piece of lightning got these women calling in, talking smack. Matter of fact, you know what? We ain't going to even waste no time. You say you love that song, mama, just for you. We going to go on and get it on, man. You know, we going to go. You mind, Smoke? You want to go on and get Love You, go on and get it.
Go on and give her the song. Go on and give her the song, man.
I'm going to give it to Trisha, man. This is for you, Trisha, for being loyal, being down, being a real fan, man, a real stand-up girl, man. It ain't nothing but love out here. Y'all better tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy of Comedy is in. This is one of the hottest shows I done had, man. Presidential Smoke bringing the heat, man. August 16th, 2013, 3:44 p.m. We gonna spin this. This is Presidential Smoke. Love you.
Around some bad slide your body down and rub on your feet. I'm trying to take this friendship to another level. I'm digging you like a grave, baby, don't need a shovel. As you can see, it's getting kind of deep. We fall in love with each other, it's all right to sleep. You're a stallion, a unicorn, a breed that's unique. You are that 100% that makes me complete. The type of eye candy I've been waiting to eat. I gotta gather it, baby, cause you are so sweet. I ain't trying to play games unless it's both play. Use your body like a playground. I play all day, I can read your body language. I know what it say, it say come here, baby boy, and put it.
I'm not trying to play no
human being species was introduced into the world on November 14, 1988 in Los Angeles, California. Born into a world revolving solely around music, Preston, Presidential Smoke, was greatly influenced and has been dedicated to music ever since. Presidential Smoke decided to act upon his talent and give his contribution to music by delivering a whole new unique sound for the world to hear. As of today, Presidential Smoke has released a handful of mixtapes, such as Light as an Ashtray, The Presidential Cipher, and Married to Music Dedicated to Money, and currently released his single, Love You, on iTunes, www.itunes.presidentialsmoke.com. Presidential Smoke was featured in Coast to Coast Mixtape Magazine, issue number 26, Rep Your City. Also appeared on the Stevie Mac Live Radio Show, also performed live TV taping of the Stevie Mac Show, and performed and hosted at dozens of well-known shows, and is continuing to expand his fan base and talent to infinity and beyond by creating music that the world can relate to and enjoy. And that is for sure. That is directly off his website, y'all. I just had to read that, man, because it's about what this young man is about. Beautiful music like that, that I could play in the house while my baby's in here. I could play in the house, you know, rhyme a woman. I could ride in the car you know, with 4 or 5 of my women, and we listen to something like that, you know what I'm saying? And the Christian ones, the Muslim ones, the Hindus, you know, won't nobody get offended. And that's what I love about the music, and it just speaks of the brother's soul and what he's about, man. We're going to get him back on the line right now, man. But, yo, that song was hot. I had to go to his website, read a little bio on y'all, so y'all on him, y'all, so that way you can get to know more. And let me bring his fan back on, because I know she over there hot. Trisha.
Yes.
Trisha. What?
Yes.
Trisha, what's up?
Yes, I'm still holding on.
You still holding on. Oh, Lord. Hey, that was a smooth cut, Smoke. That was really, really fly, man. What inspired that song?
Oh, man, that's just an everyday song, you know what I mean? When you just, you know, you got that one that you have those type of feelings about and you just want to, you know, some people might go to the pad and, you know, write a little journal about it or a little note or send a little text message or something like that. I actually went to the microphone and did it, you know, and it was just actually old thoughts of reminiscing of being in love. It wasn't actually me, you know, dealing with somebody at the time. No, it was actually just thinking like, oh, wow. Well, this way it used to happen, you know what I mean? Like, I want that back. I was kind of actually reaching out to get that back at that time when I wrote that song. So it was kind of deep, you know, just actually having to reminisce and actually bring that to back to life on a track. And shout out to Jay Nari, Leader Stars, that produced that. He doing this stuff right now with Problem and now. Yeah, salute Problem with the Separation mixtape he just dropped. He doing this stuff. Salute to the West Coast, period.
Period, point blank. All right, let me ask you this, man. How was I trying to propose this question? I was over here kind of thinking, plotting about how I was going to ask you this. Your presence is just so vast on the internet, man. I love what you're doing. How are you doing your shows, man? Booking? Do you have a booking agent, or are you booking all the stuff yourself? Are you just everything self-made?
Yeah, I'm booking everything myself. So anything that's like Presidential Smoke Presents, or, you know, I'm hosting or something like that, I've really been booking the shows myself. You know, got to pay for staff security, all that, and booking acts, you know, and people that I did shows with prior and people that, you know, hits me up on the promotion. And plus, you know, as you know, I mentioned earlier in the show, you know, I got a lovely momager that makes sure everything is connected and, you know, keeping contact with like family wise and stuff like that. So shout out to my mother. Much love and all smiles, you already know.
Much love and all smiles.
I really gotta give shout outs to like that. You know, it's just like certain people come into your life and, you know, when they help out, you gotta let them help out in the certain areas that they go by. You know, I just put it like this. Just say I got three friends. We go to a club, right? I got one that's just, you know, pretty boy, Rico Suave, you know, always want to talk to the ladies, you know what I mean? Then I got another one that's just a head bust, so always want to start trouble. Then I got the other one that never want to do nothing. He don't drink, don't do nothing, right? So just say we go up in the club, we go talk to some ladies. Who you think I'm going to get? I'm going to get the head busters that start problems, the dude that don't want to do nothing? No, I'm going to get pretty boy. We go holler at the ladies, that you know, they got a man. We start tripping. Yeah. Listen, so they start tripping on us, right? So we like, oh, Zach, what we going to do? You think I'm going to get the scary boy? You think I'm going to get pretty boy that don't want to mess his face? No, I'm going to get my head busted. So we bust heads, and as you know, the club on the call, the cops on us. We trying to leave. Guess what? We all faded. But guess what? My boy that never drank, he's the designated driver. So you know, the more of the story is, you got to let people, you know, play their positions on what they can do and what they can bring to the table, you know, and we can all eat.
Boy, you smart. You smart. You smart. You smart. This boy is SMR, SM, look at me, did I say SMR? See, I got my GED. SMART, the boy is smart, he's smart, he's smart. I hope y'all paid attention to the analogies that the boy just put out there. You know what, boy, we're going to have to sit down and talk and smoke us one together, because I'm going to tell you something. You got good game. Where you getting this good game from? I need to know.
It was the way I was raised, you know what I mean? I wasn't always raised.
That's why I wanted you to say it, because you got to be raised with that. That's why I wanted you to put it out there.
Good. That's it.
Well, bless you, man. Bless your career. Bless your mother. much love, all smiles, man, for doing what she does, man. And I'm going to tell you something, man. This is from the heart, you know, friend to friend, brother to brother. I appreciate her, man, because mine been gone for 16 years, man. I buried my mother August 14th, 1997. I just put that on Facebook, man, threw her beautiful picture up there, man, and I miss her every day. You know, she took care of my career back in the day, you know, when I was, you know, young. But, you know, she died when I was young, so I've been out here on my own, man. So really appreciate and cherish what you have in your mother, man, pushing for you the way she has. And she was just in the doctor, man. We just saw that recently. So we really got to pray for much love, always smiles, man. Make sure that
really pray because keep the health up, you know, for anybody that's in life, you know, for my mother, you know, my grandmother, everybody that's out here, you know, recently lost my step-pops and, you know, and stuff like that. And today I just left a funeral from a family that just lost their 2-year-old. And it so you know, the reason why I'm not so hyper today, you know, on the phone line, just because of that, you know, just seeing what the family had to go through. So life is short, you know, so you got to cherish, you know, one another, you know, like it's like tomorrow's not promised, you know, so we got to prepare to make tomorrow better today. So that's all we can do, you know, take it day by day, take it 3 minute every hour.
That is all we can do. What's the 2-year-old's name, man?
Oscar, you know, I'm not going to put his whole name out there.
Oh, okay, because I'm sorry about that, you know,
all
respect to the family, man.
But, yeah, you know, just send my condolences to him, you know. So, you know, I like, we just actually left, you know, like, while I was on the phone listening to waiting to be online, you know, I was in the car on the freeway leaving. So, you know, it's just still kind of just hitting me like, wow. You know, but
yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy, especially.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no choice but to be all right, man. We gotta keep moving, man. Life ain't promised. Tomorrow's not promised today, but we gotta keep pushing, man. And we lost a comedian here recently, man. John Smooth, been on everything, man, out there in New York. Shout out to Monica Hughes, you know, for passing me the information and letting me know. But you know, everybody knew him, Rod Stapleton, Tina Graham. You know, he worked with so many comedians. I actually had the pleasure of meeting him years ago when I was in New York. So we're going to take a brief moment, man, to you know, when it hits like this, man, we got to take a moment to send love to the ones that are gone and let them know that they will never be forgotten. Well, here's a brief song for the ones that we lost, y'all.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good times
blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife 310-861-2317. tune in, tell a friend. The Playboy Comedy has been in with my special guest, Presidential Smoke. He's going to sign us off today. But make sure y'all tune in next week, man. We got a very special guest, man. We have Mr. Mason Pryor, Richard Pryor's son, y'all. Emperor Richard Pryor of comedy. Emperor. Let me say that one more time. Emperor of comedy, Mr. Richard Pryor's son. Mason is going to be on the line with us, man. That's my buddy, man. We're going to be doing some sketches and all kind of crazy things. It's going to be amazing. But before we go, man, this show has been like, man, it's been one of the hypest shows I had. I mean, even with his brother being in a mellow mood, you know, even dealing with what we be dealing with, he could have said, man, I can't do your radio show today. But, man, he took the time out of his life after having to deal with some family tragedy to be with us. So we're going to get him the mic, man. Let him close us out, man. Tell them where they can find you. Give them all your information, your Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, Space, Mine, everything, man. It's your time to shine, man. Let it ride, dog.
Oh, man. I appreciate that. But, yeah, you got to put everything if you want to find all the official presidential updates, you know, you got to go to presidentialsmoke.com. PresidentialSmoke.com. You know, that's where you'll find all the official updates on me. You know, if you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, it's both on Presidential420, you know, and, you know, the Facebook is Presidential Smoke. You know, if you want to find everything, you know, just on one link, it's my URL /Presidential420. You know, just Google me, Presidential Smoke, period. Just Google Presidential Smoke. You'll find everything to the YouTubes, all that. Or how about we just rewind to the first statement I said and go to PresidentialSmoke.com and find all the updates on me.
That sounds real good to me, man. Thank you so much for taking the time to vibe with us.
Yeah,
on
yeah.
Like radio.
And I appreciate you for even, you know, welcoming me on to this show. You know, I appreciate all the listeners that's in here listening to us. You know, I just want to shout out to everybody that called, everybody that I spoke with, you know, all the supporters and fans out there and just people that just believe in me and as a person, you know. I just want to say thank you and tip my hat to you. And, you know, hopefully all of us receive blessings in the future, you know, beyond what we expected. So salute to everybody, and everybody have a good day, a good night, and a good New Year's, because that's coming soon.
Church, man. You know, and the same to you, man. Many blessings, man, and keep it pushing. But we out.
Yeah.